Mary had chosen the better path. My brothers and sisters, on the 16th Sunday of the ordinary time, the liturgy, the scriptures are teaching us how we receive and give hospitality to God. Today, the first reading and the gospel specify on the God sends His own angels on our daily journey, so many people, but it is how we respond to their call and how we react in our life, assuring that they are from God's sent people. So before I go further, I have two small stories to share with you this morning. Once in a small church like this, a priest was living for nearly 20 plus years, and he is a very good homilist. He speaks on every Sunday minimum 20 minutes homily. So people were so fed up, but the pastor was so zeal to speak every week longer and longer. So one day on a fine morning, the priest announces that it is God's will that I have to move. I am being transferred from this parish to the other parish. Listening to the sentence, immediately the choir master sang a beautiful song, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Hope when I go, the choir can do the same. And the second story I came across about a Indian person like me learning English apart from the mother language, trying to make a good formation of the sentences. So one day he went to live in his relative house and he wanted to show the good gratitude for their hospitality. So he said, "I'm so pleased to live with you today and yesterday. Thanks for your hospital." So my brothers and sisters, I am pretty sure that you people pray very hard and you have stronger faith, because on Friday it was too hot, and today, yesterday and today, you made the sun come down slow and you are having the prettiest day because God heard your prayers. So my brothers and sisters, unlike the Friday's weather, Abraham was having the hottest weather, nearly 120 degrees of weather. And in a mid-afternoon, he was sitting outside the tent to have a fresh breeze because there was no air cooling that time. During that time, he saw three people coming towards his tent. On that desert island where walking for hours and hours, anybody will be feeling so tired. As soon as Abraham saw them, he stood up and he spoke to them, "Welcome to my house. I want to treat you. Can I help you anyway? You people like feeling that you will be needing something immediately right now." So immediately he welcomed him to his tent, and the best wife, Sarah, she started to cook on the wood fire when it was 120 degrees. My brothers and sisters, the theme of the first reading is, you plan and I plan something, God changes our plans into a beautiful blessing. Abraham and Sarah were so healthy people and wealthy people. They are so known for their kindness and hospitality. But in their family, they are lacking the offspring. They don't have any children. But they have been interceding to the Lord. "Lord, you have been blessing me with so many things, but I need an offspring for my own." At that time, these three guests saw the need and said, "I know that Abraham and Sarah, you have been struggling with the need. Here we come." Even before they asked, these visitors told them, "By next year, this day, you will be having a child in your house." And both of them laughed and laughed for so hardly because they were nearly about 90 years. My brothers and sisters, if God wants to change your life and our life, it will take only a fraction of a second. So too in the gospel today, we heard that treating someone with charity and hospitality is the prime virtue. But Jesus said, Martha, you are the best one I know, but still Mary chose to serve me and to listen to me. My brothers and sisters, it is not the pride of ourselves. We come to church all the time. It is the pride of the Lord that He is going to make His body and blood to us an eternal abundance of blessing. It is not that we ourselves make a choices to come, but it is the Lord who is waiting for you and for me in turn to give us the blessing. So all youngsters who are here today, it is not about accommodating your friends and family. It is accommodating the Lord in your life is the prime need of the hour. This is what the gospel is explaining to us. My brothers and sisters, all the couples who are here, you should become a couple of spirituality where you need to pray together every day as one family that gives you healing and a good message to your children. Today we could see in any culture of India, New Zealand, America, everywhere, all the children are being engaged with so many gadgets and so many things. The first reason is parents, while they were growing as children, we accommodated them with so many things, and today they are attuned to it. And today we claim them that they are so busy. It is we made them to so busy. But my brothers and sisters, anything about the children being engaged is they don't want to listen anymore. Listening to your inner voice, listening to your parents, listening to the grandparents, these days is so much laxity in the society. This is what we heard in the gospel today. Martha, Mary chose to listen. Whenever we come into church, the first reading, the psalm, and the second reading and the gospel should be ringing in our ears and mind to carry out the message of the love of God. So my brothers and sisters, I want to conclude my homily sharing a story, a life incident of mine to you. While I was in the seminary at the age of 17, after my high school, I joined in the seminary. I went into a boarding seminary, the Loyola Institute. I came from a rural area and the Loyola Institute was too big for my eyes. So I wrote a letter those days to my dad. If you are not going to come and take me home within 4 days, I'm going to escape from the boarding. And the letter went, I presumed he did not show up. Again, I was so strong. Again, I was too smart. I wrote one more letter. This is the last letter. If you are not going to come, this would be the last letter between you and me. Anyhow, I'm going to escape from the seminary. I don't want to leave anymore. So he went to my pastor at that time. My pastor knows me very well. And he said, okay, what can we do? Go and get him back. So my dad came after 15 days. And I told him that I am not coming home. He said, what? You are not coming home? What about these letters? During this transition of 1 week, one of my senior friend told me, I can understand your struggle, but I promise you that I will help you the maximum you can do it. Then the next day morning, I felt so easy from my heart. There was no burden. Then today I am here. So my brothers and sisters and all the youngsters, try to listen to your friends, try to listen to your parents, and take it as a blessing, not as a stress. As you participate in this mass, God will send His own people apart from the parents. Let us believe in that. If you are in struggle, pray that your friends may become your supportive parents here on earth.